That's a good question. I'd probably go for the 2006 World Cup final, Italy against France. And as you know, Zidane did the headbutt, which was not actually caught by the referee, but was caught by video cameras, and the fourth official saw it. And he then informed the referee, who then produced a red card. So for a couple of reasons, really. One is, still now FIFA doesn't allow video technology, but they somehow introduced it surreptitiously into that final. And I was rooting for France to win, and because of Zidane's departure, they lost on penalties.
I think one of the worst refereeing decisions I've ever seen was back in 1996, when it was a Manchester derby, when City were winning 1-0. Uwe Rosler had scored a great goal to put City 1-0 up at Old Trafford, and the referee gave a penalty. Michael Frontek, the City, I think, left back at the time, he did nothing wrong. The referee gave a penalty, Cantona scored, and United went on to win 2-1. It was a very painful decision. It was a blow.
Of course, you're a Manchester City fan.
Of course,
right?
Of course. Yeah. And how about you?
For me, it would have to be 1998 World Cup quarterfinal, England versus Argentina. Backs to the walls, England player down, Beckham was sent off. 2-2, coming towards the end of the game. Sol Campbell rises in the penalty area for a corner and scores a wonderful goal. Disallowed.
Yeah.
Apparently Shearer fouled the keeper. I'd like that one to be overturned.